Welcome to English Harmony Podcast, where the English fluency expert Robbie Kukurs will teach you how to speak fluent English and become a more confident foreign English speaker.
Hi guys, it's Robbie here from EnglishHarmony.com and welcome back to my video blog. In today's video, I'm going to touch upon a subject that I haven't actually spoken about before, namely the fact that you or me or any other foreign English speaker for that matter, we're all judged based on our spoken English performance. When we meet with other people, when we go about our daily business, when we communicate with others, it's the spoken fluency that we are being judged upon. And it only makes sense because people don't see. There is no obvious indicator of how well we understand them. People can't immediately see how good readers or writers we are, but what they can see, what they can hear, to be more specific, is the way we speak. So it only makes sense that we are being judged on the basis of our ability to speak with other people. Yet, at the same time, the traditional English teaching setting facilitates all those other aspects of our English, namely our ability to understand and write and listen. But spoken fluency has always taken the backseat. And on top of that, all those exams like TOEFL and IELTS, they all focus predominantly on your ability to understand and provide written answers. Yes, there is the spoken part of those exams. But still, in my reckoning, the spoken part should constitute about 50% of the end mark of the final evaluation. But in reality, it's not the case. You could be a top-notch listener and writer. You could provide exceptionally well-crafted responses. And you would be perfectly able to understand everything, right? And you could be mediocre or even below average in the spoken department, but you would still pass the exam with flying colors. So basically, that evaluation process doesn't focus predominantly on your ability to speak. But funnily enough, in real life, that is pretty much the only criteria you are judged upon. Granted, if you are employed based on your specialty, on your technical abilities, on your diplomas, and say for example you're an IT professional, and then you are obviously evaluated based on your degree, on your previous work experience, your achievements in the professional aspect, and then your English fluency comes second to that. And in that particular aspect, you are probably judged not so much on your ability to speak, but based on your ability to perform the particular task. But that's not what I'm talking about. I'm talking about when you meet people face to face. What is the first thing that they hear? They hear the way you speak. And so their first opinion, and the first opinion is more often than not the lasting opinion. And that opinion is going to be based on the way you speak throughout the first minutes of your conversation. So therefore, I think that all academically based evaluation methods should take the spoken fluency performance more into account than they do now. That is my belief, and I think that you will agree with me, my friends, because it's so obvious, isn't it? When you go about your daily business in real life, meeting real people, that's when you're judged based on your oral fluency 100%. You are not judged based on anything else. Whereas the school studies don't really focus on the spoken fluency so much, and they don't evaluate you as an English speaker based on your ability to speak, which is actually a little bit funny because there's a contradiction. You're an English speaker, and that's how you should be evaluated, as a speaker. But just because the whole academic English teaching setting is based predominantly on textbooks and the same old grammar translation method, which they will tell you is not really the case, but it is the case, believe me, in so many spots around the world, just because this whole atmosphere, this whole culture still exists. That's why the evaluation system is predominantly focusing on those other aspects. So that's the funny thing I wanted to share with you. It's not really funny because it's so obvious that in real life you are judged only based on your spoken fluency. So that's what they should teach you in school. They should prepare you for the real life, which is not the case. It's not happening. And it's an absurd situation. So it's about time I stopped recording this video, because I've explained pretty much everything I wanted to explain. And obviously all your comments are welcome. If you've got anything to add in relation to this subject or anything else about spoken English fluency improvement in general, please publish your comments below. Thanks, my friends, for watching this video, and bye-bye.